Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Hello, and welcome to Love with the Lines. This is Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 16.
I'm going to say it. I can't believe it's 16.
Fortunately, we can all count this high. What's going to happen when we get into, like, episode 1,000?
I don't know what's going to happen when I run out of fingers and toes. It's kind of hard now because I have socks on, but I'm able to do it, by gosh.
Okay. Anyway. Well, we hope you caught our episode last week with our friends, John and Jan and Miles and Diane. And we were on vacation with them and did a special interview with them on their success tips for marriage. And so we're going to talk about planning vacations this week. After the fact, made us think about it. And so Wayne has a scripture for us.
So the scripture is, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. And that's from Romans 12:10 out of the New Living Translation.
And that's probably a scripture you'll hear us use for other things. It is in context where people were being told how to treat each other, basically. And I think that applies to people who are married to each other need to treat each other especially well. The key there is honoring each other. Some versions of that scripture say prefer one another, put the other person above yourself. And you might be thinking, well, what does this have to do with planning a vacation? But when we got married, we discovered that we like to vacation in very different places.
Who knew?
So where's your favorite spot to vacation, Wayne?
Well, besides with you, baby.
Oh, well, that's a good answer.
Well, I am more of a woods, lake kind of person. Where, what about you, Cindy?
Beach, baby. I'm all about the beach. I just want to have a book in my hands and my behind in my beach chair and an umbrella and my floppy hat and my toes in the sand and hear the gulls overhead and the waves crashing on the shore. And that's my happy place.
Yeah. And for me, I can sit on a dock or on the bank of a lake or pond with a fishing rod and a worm on the hook and just sit there for an hour or two and don't have to catch a fish, but, or be throwing lures out at largemouth bass or whatever. Or canoeing on a lake, stuff like that. Or, I like to be out in the woods. I like to hunt. I don't get a chance to do that much anymore. But, so a little bit different vacation/relaxation things here.
Mm-hmm. And in the beginning of our marriage, I don't think I really realized how much, you had never been to the beach, right? Till we got married?
I was to the beach once, and that was right after I got out of trade school. A buddy and I that I had gone to trade school with, him and I drove to Florida looking for work and ended up in Texas. And I ended up in Florida at a beach just to see what it was like. And I didn't know that if you get too close to the waves, when the tide is coming in, you can get rolled around in the tide. And it did that. And that was a new experience for me. And also, I lost my glasses. And I didn't have a spare pair. I did find out that I could drive without my glasses, although I couldn't read the road signs, which made for interesting traveling.
I forgot that that was your first experience with the beach.
That was my first experience with the beach.
And I grew up going to the beach for vacation, even though it was quite a drive. So where, from where we lived when we first got married, which was my hometown area, it's about a 5.5 hour drive to any decent beach and Atlantic Coast Beach. And so I just expected that we go to the beach. There were so many things we didn't talk about before we got married. So vacationing is probably something you should put on your checklist. If you're in, if you're listening to this and you're planning on getting married, how and where and when you want a vacation is a good topic of discussion.
And I know the other week we talked about finances. Depending on how you do it, vacations are not always cheap.
Right, especially now. And so we would go to the beach. You took me to the beach. We went, it was the summer after we got married, because one of the things we haven't talked about yet is, so we got married first, and then I got pregnant right away, just a few months later, which wasn't really in the plan, but that's how it went. And I remember one of the most memorable things about our beach vacation we took that summer, which was the first time you really stayed at the beach for any length of time, is at that point in time, I was a stomach sleeper. And so I really missed being able to sleep on my stomach. So I had everybody on the beach laughing at me because I dug a hole in the sand and then put the beach blanket over it and then laid on it with my belly in the hole so I could lay on my stomach. It was quite comical.
It was totally new experience for me. Somebody that had never really been to the beach before, except that one time. And then to be there with my beautiful pregnant wife who would dig a hole and put her belly in the sand. So that was unique experience.
And so getting to the things that you like. So you grew up on the farm and you had ponds there. And so you fished and hunted. That was just part of your life,
I mean,
right?
I mean, I grew up hunting, fishing, trapping. I mean, that's what I did growing up. And it was, you know, for me, anytime I had free time, I would, you know, if it was when I could fish, I would go fishing. If it was during hunting season in the fall or in the spring or even in the winter, you know, I had any kind of free time, I would go hunting. It was always nice to bag some game or catch some fish. But for me, a big part of it was just being outside and being with nature.
That was relaxing to you.
That was relaxing for me.
So, and my family went on vacation. I was used to going to the beach every year and going everywhere. Did your family go on vacation?
Not really. We had a dairy farm and some beef cattle as well. So with the dairy farm, we had to milk the cows in the morning and at night. And my dad didn't really want to get somebody to look after the animals. I don't think he really trusted anybody to take care of them the way he thought they should be taken care of. So whenever we went anywhere, we would leave after chores in the morning and we would be home for chores at night. Mm-hmm. So we lived in central Pennsylvania and
northern,
north central. Yeah. So we were about an hour south of the New York border. And we would go up to Sayre, Pennsylvania, which was like an hour away, hour and a half away, and visit some of my mom's family up there. And that was the farthest I had ever gone on a vacation. And that was just, you know, a day trip. There was a couple cousins there. One was my age. You know, we would play and stuff, and then we'd load up in the car and come home and milk the cows and do chores and go to bed and start all over again the next day.
Yeah, so we hadn't talked about this before we got married, and we obviously had very different experiences with going on vacation. And like I had been places before we got married. I had flown on an airplane several times. I had been to Europe. I had been to Canada, and I had been to several other states. I had flown to Boston for a relative's wedding. I had driven to Connecticut to present a paper. I mean, I had kind of been all over the place, and you really hadn't been very far at all, except for when you went to Texas.
When I went to Florida and Texas, and then we came back, that was probably, I would have graduated around September, I believe it was, and we came back the guy that I was traveling with, his dad got sick and we had to come home. So then I think that would have been probably early December of the same year. So we didn't do a lot of travel. I didn't do a lot.
Right. So you just wanted to make me happy in the beginning. We've talked about this other times that you just, this was your third marriage. So you just wanted to, you know, happy wife, happy life.
And, amen.
And so you would take me to the beach. Now I will say before Wayne and I got married, my indoctrination into his family was that I had to learn how to fish. So we were at a family reunion that your mom and dad were putting on at your sister's house, which was the house where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to learn how to fish. And so I actually, once they got me casting out and doing things, I actually hooked a really big fish and reeled it in. And then it was laying there flopping around in the reeds. And then I got hysterical. I'm crying because I'm hurting the poor fish. And it's just like, oh, my gosh, that was a mess. And then the family's all laughing at me. So I, though, continued to try to enjoy what you enjoyed. And so I would go in the canoe with you or the boat or whatever and go with you while you fished, and I would fish. And really, after a while, though, after a couple of years, like, I'm one of those people, like, stuff has to keep moving for me to enjoy it. I mean, I do like sitting and relaxing, but, like, if I'm doing something like sitting in a boat with a pole and a worm in the water for an hour is not my idea of a good time. So actually, one of the things that we learned to compromise with this, and plus money was tight and you had to buy a fishing license, and it's like I couldn't see buying a fishing license when I really didn't enjoy fishing. But what I started to do was I would go with Wayne, I would take a lawn chair, I would sit and read a book, and he would fish.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be near him. We'd kind of be together. We'd at least be inside of each other. And I would enjoy I like being in the outdoors. I grew up, I was a Girl Scout. I did a lot of Girl Scouting, was a Girl Scout leader. And so I enjoy the outdoors. I just really just want to sit there and enjoy it. I don't want to be fishing in it. So that was a compromise that we learned. You know, I didn't say we couldn't go to where you could fish, and you didn't say, well, I only like this if you'll fish with me. We found a way that we could do it together. Mm-hmm. So we compromised. So then as we got along in our marriage, it's like I realized that he really didn't like the beach all that much. And he was doing it to because he knew how much I loved it. And it was sort of my, well, it's not sort of, it was my distressor. Like, I looked forward to this every year. Well, and then we started going on cruises. We had some friends that got us going on cruises in the wintertime, which was lovely to get. We would go to the Caribbean. And so it was very nice for me. I think I have that seasonal affective disorder thing going on. And so it was really good for me to get to someplace warm and sunny and beachy in the middle of the winter, because we have very cold winters and the days are short and you go to work and it's dark and you come home and it's dark. And so that was nice. So, and you enjoyed aspects of that, right?
Oh, I enjoyed the cruises. Well, first of all, the cruises are what introduced me to Hawaii shirts.
Oh, so, yes.
And that's a whole other issue there we won't get into. But, you know, when I'm on vacation, I do like to relax and not do a whole lot. Although when we're someplace and I'm cooking, I've realized that I think cooking is what de-stresses me a lot of times. It's a good thing for me, but I like to relax. And I know when we would go on the cruises, the first one was okay. Once people, a couple of the people that we were with were always into exercising, and they would ask me, oh, do you want to go work out? Do you want to go run around the boat? And it's like, I don't exercise at home. I'm certainly not going to go on vacation and exercise. I mean, that's no, sorry. No, I'm not going to do it. So it after a little bit, they stopped asking me.
But overall, we found that was something that you enjoyed a lot of you enjoyed the eating on the cruise.
Oh, I enjoyed the food, yeah. The food was included, so that was great.
Mm-hmm. And you enjoyed the ports that we visited and a lot of the activities that we did. And then I got to have my beach time and being, you know, near the ocean. And So that was good. So that was a good compromise. Well, and then what I started to do is I really wanted to prefer Wayne because I had matured and realized that life was not all about me and that I really needed to make some of this about him because he had sacrificed all these years. Because in the early years, we really didn't have money to go on vacation. So we went on one vacation and he would take me to the beach. And so then I started to plan trips around our anniversary. I would look for a place. We love renting a house sometimes rather than going to a hotel. And I would look for a place that was in the woods, like in the Pocono area, mm-hmm. or some area, and there would be a place for you to fish. There would be a pond or a lake or mm-hmm. someplace where you could fish. And so we would take one trip to the beach during the year, and then we'd take another trip somewhere with woods and a lake. And I have one planned for our anniversary this year that I found that's actually a house on a lake, and it's 20 minutes yes. from the beach I like.
Yes, near the beach.
So we're going to see how this works. We're
talk about the best of both worlds.
Yeah, the best of both worlds. So we've got the lake, and because the fish don't bite very well in the afternoon. I do know enough about fishing now to know that. So I'm like, great, you can fish in the morning. We can go to the beach in the afternoon. Then you come back and you can fish at night. And so it's...
Well, on the beach, there's parts about the beach I do like. I mean, just it is relaxing. I can sleep at the beach. You know, I can just lay on a chair or a blanket or something like that. And the way, you know, the sound of the waves and stuff like that, they are relaxing. And it put it in a different perspective too when I found out that you could surf fish. Mm-hmm. So that's been a little different aspect for me for going to the beach too. So,
mm-hmm. So as a couple,
excuse me,
this is something that you really need to discuss, especially if your finances are tight and you're only going to be able to take one vacation. When you have kids, that puts another aspect into it. You have to decide, are you going to take a vacation, the two of you, which you should plan some getaway time somehow, even if it's an overnight.
Yep.
And that can be tough when you have kids. But if you're going to go on a vacation, you have to figure out, you know, how it's going to appeal to all members of the family. And if one of you loves the beach and one of you loves the mountains, one of you loves to ski and one of you in the snow and one of you wants to ski in the water, it's wise to come up with some compromise so that you both are getting to enjoy the activities. You enjoy being with each other, but you don't feel like you never get to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So basically, have a conversation about vacation planning.
Communication, communication, mm-hmm. communication. Communication is so important in a marriage. Mm-hmm. All relationships, really, but especially when two people are so as close as we are when we're married, mm-hmm. you need to talk.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, anything else you want to add about compromise and planning vacations?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll think of something else after we hang up. Well, not hang up.
Hang up?
You know. Okay, click, we're done.
Okay, so we're going to hang up now, and we hope that you have a wonderful week, and we pray that your marriage will be richly blessed.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.